And continuing on the Hoop Tech Coaches Preview Show, presented by Third Generation Construction. Again, it is brought to you by Hoop Tech, Ohio's best basketball facility. It's where basketball meets technology. And for your next project, call Third Generation Construction or find them on Facebook. And welcome back to Oberlin Phoenix head coach Kurt Russell. And Kurt, not really quite sure where to begin. I don't know if 10 minutes is enough for Jared and I, but first off, congratulations, Teacher of the Year. That's still in the country. An unbelievable honor. What was it like going through that?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. It's always a thrill to be with both of you. It feels like we just won a basketball game. So every time I talk to both of you,
same format. We won.
That's right, same format. This year has been absolutely amazing. It's been a whirlwind. The traveling, the meetings, the teaching, at a different level. So it's been one of those experiences that has been life-changing. And at the same time, it's an experience that I would cherish forever.
How much did you miss the classroom and miss the basketball court?
Totally. Totally. Being National Teacher of the Year is something I never aspired to become, and is nothing that I ever desired to become. So I was always a teacher, still a teacher, a basketball coach, and that's my heart. And missing the kids, missing the classroom was very hard this year. So I am so happy just to be back with the boys.
Well, you left them in good hands last year with Coach Payne, and certainly he really did a great job in terms of instilling the same kind of values and competitiveness that you guys always have out there. And, it was really a joy to see him, basically always say, I'm pinch hitting.
Yes.
I'm pinch hitting for Kurt week in, week out.
Yeah, Phil, Coach Payne, we come from that Walsh family tree, right? Coach Bob Walsh, and we always say the following, that it's not one person's a program. And so the things that I try to do with the boys, it's the same thing that Coach Payne and Coach Beard and Coach Chambers try to do as well. So we have the same philosophy, the same things we always try to stress every year. Be hard-nosed, play good defense, be dedicated, run our offense, strategize. And it worked out well. And Coach Payne, I'm so proud for him to be my assistant coach, and he done a wonderful job last year.
So tell us about some of the fellows that we're going to hear about that Philip had last year and had guided to some success, and that you're going to take over and just, get back into the swing of things with this year.
Yeah, I think it all starts with Josiah Bowen Pry. Probably, in my opinion, one of the better players in our conference. A strong kid, could shoot the lights out, just a junior. He's finding his way. He's been playing varsity since his freshman year. So he's been really growing into himself. And, when Josiah plays well, Oberlin plays well. But we got a couple other kids that's going to step up this year. Isaiah Jones-Smith, a senior who didn't play last year but played his sophomore year, is coming back out. We got Isaac Shaheed, who played before as well. Then we got some couple big kids, Julian Anderson. David was his father, who I had coaching before. And so we got some nice young talent, not as strong in terms of offensively, but a nice group of kids that plays hard and play together.
Is that something maybe that as the season goes on, they're going to refine some of those skills? Because like you said, you want to kids can learn, can play defense, and that can help you out as far as what translates to the offensive end of the floor. You'd rather have that innate ability, and you can coach them up to get that offense going.
Yes, of course. We knew coming in during our offseason to our preliminary season back in October that we're going to struggle a little bit. Being young, being in this conference that we play in, battling some of the teams that we have to this year, that we're going to struggle, and we are accepting that, but I think we're going to improve and get better as the season grows.
Coach, in everything that you did in the traveling and in becoming, for the people that don't know, the National Teacher of the Year, I was wondering, was there one or two things that you learned in that process that maybe you can take to help you on the coaching floor, you can take to help you in the classroom? Was there one or two things that I know in a year of doing that, there had to be a million different things, but are there one or two you think you can apply?
Yeah, I think the first thing that, if I could say, I lean on more is the process, right? The process of doing well. At Oberlin, we never focus on wins and losses. That has always been our motto. We always focus on how do you win, right? So the process, working together as a team, being unified. So those are the things I learned as National Teacher of the Year as I grew into that position that I'm going to take with me on the basketball court as well. And then number two, don't be afraid to fail, right? A lot of times when we look at our records and we see maybe a 0-3 mark, or we see maybe a 3-8 mark, that a lot of times we think that we fail. In reality, it's just a growth process, and that's what I'm taking with me as well.
Well, that's great. How the guys look so far?
We look good. We have a scrimmage tonight. Coach Payne will be there, of course. We'll be scrimmaging Buckeye, so which will be a great challenge for us. But the kids are working hard. We come into practice. We eager. We are ready to, battle. We have a first game coming up December 2nd against a very, very good open-door team. And so that's going to be a great challenge for us.
Kids remember who you are?
I'm not sure. I hope so.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, who is this guy coaching now? You know, we have the kids who are on varsity now was on JV. And so they heard my voice before but never been a part of the team in terms of coaching. So it's a learning experience for the boys and for myself trying to learn them again.
Butterflies?
Yes. Yes. And it's a eagerness to get back on the court. I haven't touched a sideline game in a year and a half or so. And so the butterflies is rolling. I think it's more of excitement than a nervousness or scare. But as long as you have butterflies, then I believe you still have passion.
Right.
Yes. So I'm excited for it.
Coach, you guys had a premier guy in John Carter step away.
Yes.
You replace him with Bryce Johnson. A great young man. I don't know if everybody's familiar with him. Comes over from Open Door and does a wonderful job for you. What's it been like working with him?
No, Bryce has absolutely been a pleasure to have at Oberlin. He was a former student of mine. Bryce played on my 7th and 8th grade basketball team. I used to coach middle school. And so he's always been a young man who's been eager and who loved Oberlin, and he's bringing that passion back.
Better be careful. This might be his chance to get back at you.
I think so. I better win some ball games. If not, I might get the X.
No, I can't do that.
I don't want that to happen.
No. I'll see you there.
Well, Kurt, it's a pleasure to have you back. I know I speak for Jared and everybody at WEOL with our heartfelt congratulations on that National Teacher Year. That is an unbelievable reward. I don't even know what to call it. Accolade for you. But I will tell you, as much as we loved the guys last year, we missed having you around.
I appreciate
Welcome
it.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much, and looking forward to spending more time with you.
We would love that. Yeah. That's Kurt Russell, the head basketball coach of the Oberlin Phoenix, and whichever one of you gentlemen want to jump up here. And so it's whatever you guys want to do. Okay. Thanks, Kurt. Go get some pizza.